Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS, Hour 2 for Monday, September 20th, 2010. I'd like to welcome in our next guest, and she is Kathleen Edgerly of CATA. Hello, Kathleen, how are you?
I'm good, Jack. How are you doing?
Just fine. I want to talk about Clean Commute Challenge 2010. First of all, what is that?
The Clean Commute Challenge is a week-long event where we invite individuals as well as college campuses across the state and even some local high schools to participate by logging their clean commute trips, which is riding the bus, carpooling, vanpooling, biking, walking, anything other than driving alone. We want them to try these alternatives if they don't already use them for this week and log them in at our website at cata.org/commute challenge in an effort to help improve our air quality, reduce emissions, reduce the parking and traffic congestion, and just get awareness that there are other alternatives out there.
All right. What is this going to do if people participate in it, if they take the challenge? How much impact can they have?
They can actually have quite a bit of impact. And if you think that we could have, even if it's just 100 people, get out of their single-occupant vehicles and share the ride or get on the bus or something, let alone the fact that we're involving campuses across Michigan as well as local high school students and all those faculty and staff, that's a lot of people that we can really get off of our roadways, reduce the amount of vehicle miles traveled, and really contribute to a cleaner community overall.
All right, there are some specific incentives here which would make people want to take the challenge. Can you talk about those?
Oh, yes, absolutely. If people go ahead and choose these clean commute options and log their commutes on our website, for every one-way commute they log, that could be a trip to class, trip into work, they'll receive Big B coupons. And every time they log in their commutes, they are also entered for another chance to win other prizes. Like we have gas cards from our Michivan commuter van pools. We have more Big B gift cards, bus passes, bicycle repair shop gift cards, all sorts of fantastic prizes donated from our wonderful business and community partners.
How many people would you expect would participate in this, Kathleen?
You know, last year we had several hundred participate, but I wouldn't be surprised if we exceed those numbers, because today we've already seen almost 200 people logging in their commutes. So I would definitely love to see we get 1,000 different people participating, but we have the potential to reach much higher than that with all the big communities that we're working with.
All right, when we talk about prizes and incentives for communities as well as individuals here with the colleges, I imagine that could be pretty competitive.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have quite the competition going because we have locally here MSU, LCC, and Cooley Law School competing against other campuses across the state of Michigan, like Central Michigan University and Wayne State University. And they're really cutthroat in these competitions, wanting to become the cleanest commuting college, really, is the title that they will get, as well as the individual prizes that the people that participating can achieve themselves.
Kathleen, are you finding college students in general really having the green mindset? And I don't mean Michigan State green. I mean environmentally green. Are they getting the message?
We're seeing a lot more of people having that green mindset, or just maybe not always in terms of thinking eco-friendly, but it really hits in the pocketbook. And the college students are a great place to start for us because a lot of them are already on pretty good campuses that have a lot of different transportation options, and it's just easier, cheaper, more convenient for them to already choose the busing or the biking or the walking. And so we really want to reach them and have them continue that on into their young professional careers and then continuing on throughout their lifetime.
How else are you reaching out with this and trying to get exposure?
Well, we have a lot of use on our social media sites. We have a Facebook site. People look up CATA Clean Commute Options, Twitter. We also are partnering with other college campuses and high schools using their social media sites and websites. I will actually be out on MSU's campus tomorrow outside the International Center from 11 to 2 p.m., reaching out to the faculty, staff, and students there. I've been at LCC before, and we have a celebration at Lansing City Market on Friday to give out all the awards and just reach out to more people. And then for the high school challenge, which is just a day-long challenge with Lansing, Eastern, and Everett High School, and Sexton competing against each other to have the emptiest parking lot, we're working a lot with them through the student councils and all of their different resources.
To have the emptiest parking lot, I guess that shows if students are going to get to school, they're going to come a different way.
Yes, and we will have people out at each parking lot with some of the principals, and we'll be counting the number of cars that come in, the empty parking spaces, and cheering on those students that we see using one of the clean commute options.
Kathleen, I guess if you think about that aspect of it, that has another benefit, because a lot of those students then living at home, their parents say, what are you doing? Well, how come you're not taking your car? Well, I'm participating in the Clean Commute Challenge. Well, why are you doing that? They become representatives for you.
Absolutely, and they can tell their parents. They can tell other friends that might go to different schools, their teachers, if they don't already know about it. So, yeah, it has the potential to really reach a much broader audience than just those students. And, hey, I mean, it saves the parents time and gas if they're usually driving their student to school. So we like that, too.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a great opportunity to spread the word. And I guess we'll see a lot of different ways for people to get where they need to go. But if people want more information, they can get that online, correct?
Yes, they can. They can go to cata.org/commute challenge. It'll be all the information about the challenge that's going on there, as well as links to other sites to see some other things that are going on with the schools, and that's where they can log their commutes as well.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Kathleen. Thanks so much. And we will be in touch with you soon, and maybe we'll get an update.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
We'll be right back with Mike Hughes.